It's time for this week's weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, I'm sure mainstream country fans are very excited about Jason Aldean coming to RUP.
He's been a big draw for years here. Looking back at Jason Aldean's history here, I was surprised that it was just a few years ago, like right around 2010, I think, that he was headlining a show out at the Legends Ballpark with an opening act you may have heard of called Miranda Lambert. So it's kind of illustrative of how far he and some other stars have come that, they were just kind of skulking through here, really just noticed by the hardcore country fans a few years ago. And, now they're playing RUP Arena. And he had another big RUP show before that was kind of a surprise sellout. He was booked there and he wasn't necessarily the biggest name nationally, but it was like around 2011. And I think the tickets were priced really well. I think that was helpful, but he sold the joint out. So obviously Jason Aldean and RUP Arena have some history, and he's bringing in Florida Georgia Line, which is another huge act right now, kind of controversial because they sort of represent this sort of bro country aesthetic, which combines hip hop and dance music with country. And, some of the purists are really not terribly happy with that. But their song Cruise was one of the biggest selling country songs of all time. So there you go.
So for folks who are maybe not into mainstream country music, Marcus Roberts will be at the Opera House.
Yeah, it's a very different thing. It's a big music weekend, really the first big music weekend of the fall season. But you got Marcus Roberts, who is coming in to dedicate the refurbished Steinway Grand at the Opera House. They just went through a big renovation project and actually sold keys, so to speak, on the to contributors on the piano to fund the refurbishing of it. And so Marcus Roberts is going to come in and play a concert to sort of usher this thing back onto the stage. At the same time, another really attractive concert to probably a lot of the same crowd that would appreciate seeing Marcus Roberts. I know Walter Tunis has been very divided over which of these he wants to take in, because over at the Singletary Center, you've got Trombone Shorty, who played an epic show here downtown during the World Equestrian Games just a few years ago, and he's back for a stand at the Singletary Center.
Yeah, I know people who still talk about Trombone Shorty playing during the World Equestrian Games. So
it makes me sorry I missed that show.
Finally, I cannot believe this is where we are in the calendar. It's time for Scarefest.
It's time for Scarefest again. Yeah, this has become an annual attraction. It's sort of in tandem with the Comic-Con that comes to the Lexington Center in the spring. Scarefest is sort of the big fall event for fans of sci-fi and horror and things of that sort. Like last year, Comic-Con had a whole bunch of Star Trek celebrities come in. I got to interview George Takei, which was a big thrill for me. But with Scarefest here, you've got Cary Elwes, who may be best known for The Princess Bride, for being the handsome leading man who got Maui'd in The Princess Bride. And then you've also got stars like Sean Astin, who was known for his role in the Lord of the Rings films, and Corey Feldman, who had some 80s cachet there, and a whole bunch of other people are coming in for this event.
As usual, lots to do in Central Kentucky this weekend. Rich Copley, thanks again. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.